As the World Turns was broadcast for the last time yesterday. It was a chance for the soap opera's loyal fans to get their last glimpse of the fictional town of Oakdale, Illinois. For 54 years, Oakdale's been the setting for over-the-top tales of romance, intrigue, backstabbing. So many episodes that for some viewers, the place became real. Lara Pellegrinelli took a fantasy trip to the fictional Oakdale to say goodbye.
I've lived in Fairlawn, New Jersey, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Richmond, Virginia. But I've always gone home to Oakdale.
And now for the next 30 minutes, as the world turns.
My mom started visiting there as a sophomore in high school. And when I was born, she started taking me with her. Even when I got tired of the people in Oakdale, I knew them, and it was easy to imagine that they knew me. In my mind, I could always find a friend like Lisa, the proprietor of the Lakeview Hotel, to commiserate at the bar in the lobby.
Laura, my darling, what is wrong? Nobody drinks at the bar in my hotel alone.
Oh, Lisa, I'd always dreamed that I'd be married here, at the Lakeview. How am I ever going to move on with my life?
Oh, I think you have to get back out there, honey. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. You find love again, or it finds you. I've been divorced so many times and widowed, oh, at least four. But still, I don't think romance has finished with me. And I know you. You're resilient, too. Or my name isn't Lisa Miller Hughes, Eldridge Hughes, Shay Coleman, almost Hadley McCall, Mitchell Grimaldi, Chedwin.
But she's also the actress Eileen Fulton.
Do I get the part?
I think you get the part. She's played the role of Lisa on As the World Turns for 50 years. I might be losing Lisa, but it's comforting to know that Eileen Fulton, the dedicated professional behind her all these years, will go on.
I feel like I've been let loose. Free. To fly. To do. Sorry, that's how I feel.
I can't wait to see her next role. It'll have to do now that I've said goodbye to my TV family. Yesterday, I cozied up with the late edition of The Oakdale Intruder at the Java Cafe and headed over to a picnic at the Snyder Farm. I made it over to the Lakeview Hotel just in time for last call. For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in Oakdale.
This is NPR News.